Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Palfrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Palfrey moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to second to double up Palfrey. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenworthy moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford takes first base on ball four. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blefary bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blefary for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendricks is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Priddy now pitching. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-3 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Palfrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Melton moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.